Hello, my name is Esther Schupp. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be studying Perek Tzadik Gimel, the 93rd Psalm. This brief psalm has no topic sentence. It does not declare who its author is. It does not include any prayer or a request of God. It is nothing but a pure anthem, praising the greatness of God and the manner in which He runs this world. It stresses that God has been here from beginning of time to the end of time, in fact, before time itself, and after the end of time, but only from the beginning of creation has His throne been recognized, for it takes a kingdom and subjects to declare Him as King. This mizmor was included in the Siddur as the Shir Shel Yom of every Friday, but was incorporated into Kabbalat Shabbat right after the 92nd Psalm, which precedes it. Like the preceding Psalm, this one also declares Hashem Marom, He is above it all and has been there from the very beginning until the very end. The emphasis is that God rules the cosmos, He intervenes in history, and He reveals Himself through Torah. The manner of His revelation and His manifestation is described as the garments that He wears. And therefore it tells us, Hashem Malach, God has always ruled. Geut lavesh, He's dressed in pride. Lavash Hashem oz hitazar, and He is girded with force and power. As He established this universe so that it would never ever collapse. Nachon kisacha me'az, Your throne has been established since then. Begging the question, since when? While also declaring Me'olamata, and before the throne was established, you were already there before anyone recognized it. At what point did God assume the throne? To some, me'az, from then, means from the beginning of creation. To others, me'az is recollecting another az, the one in which we read in the book of Shmot in the 15th chapter, Az yashir Moshe uvenei Yisrael et hashira hazot, then Israel, following Moshe Rabbeinu, sang the song when the Red Sea split. It was at that point that God proved beyond any doubt that He not only created nature, He in fact can override it. Explains the Malbim, Oz is the force of natural law. The immutable laws that can be discovered by the study of physics and chemistry. But Geut, which normally means pride, means that the Ribbono Shel Olam can rise above and override those laws by miraculous intervention. In the next two verses, we have powerful images of rushing water, rapids of rivers running forcefully, mighty waves crashing against the shores, נשאו נהרות השם, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוחים. And with the repetition three times of the verb nasu, they lift, you can see the rising waters. As the waves reach a crescendo, a peak, and then crash against the rocks with a horrific noise. The reader is invited to both see and hear those sounds, for in those sounds comes an echo of God's power. Mikolot maim rabim, from the sounds of many waters, of falling waters, adirim mishbereyam, forceful crashing waves knocking against the rocks. Adir b'marom Hashem. We get a glimpse of God's power. If you look carefully, you will see that the word mikolot is usually translated more than the sound of rushing waters, because meh can be from or more than. Others argue that it says from those waters, in the sound of those waters, one can perhaps hear a faint sound of God's voice. Those waters are reminiscent of the second verse in the story of Genesis. Ve'ha'aretz hayta tohu vavohu ve'choshech al pnei tehom ve'ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei hamayim. There is a description that at the very beginning of creation, all the earth was covered with waters. It is chaotic. It is storming. And it is the sound and fury of a hurricane, if you like, beginning at the heart of the sea, rushing towards land. And over it all hovers the Spirit of God. Earth was originally covered completely by water until God imposed law and demanded that the waters remove themselves so that the earth can come forth. And those waters constantly try to crash against the earth. To many of our Mefarshim, those waters, those raging, storming waters, represent the unbridled forces of nature, fighting against moral law that the Ribon Shalom imposes upon them and upon the earth. To Rashi, they are symbolic of the nations that rebel against God, that try to break down all law an order of right and wrong, of pure and defiled, those nations that would destroy what Am Yisrael stands for. To Sfono, those waters represent the ultimate Armageddon, the war of Gog and Magog, and their final onslaught to destroy Yerushalayim and the Jewish people, and turn the world back to tohu vavohu, to utter and complete chaos. The waters, as they appeared in the great deluge, the great flood that occurred in the days of Noah, in the great waters that we see today, when the sea seems to be crashing against earth, when hurricanes come and destroy all that man has built, giving him for one moment a sense of his vulnerability and forcing him to his knees before the all-powerful nature and the God that moves it, comes a higher and more gentle form of revelation. For God is seen not only in the forces of nature, but more importantly, at Sinai, in the Torah. Edotecha ne'emanu me'od. More reliable than the evidence given by nature. More reliable than is given by miraculous events that defy explanation is the quiet, still voice of God between the lines of the Sefer Torah. Those are the most reliable of all of our Creator, for we all stood at Sinai and heard that voice that said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Edotecha, those witnesses are more reliable than all other proofs of our Creator. A second proof, Leveitecha Nava Kodesh. There was the inescapable experience of the transcendental holiness that was so palpable when one stood at Beit HaMikdash and saw miraculously the presence of God. There was a sense that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. And that, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, will occur again with the coming of the Moshiach, where all eyes will again see. As a result, Yeshayahu, the prophet, tells us in the second chapter, Be'acharit hayamim, nachon yiyeh har Beit Hashem. In the last of the days, when Mashiach comes, the mountain of the house of God will be established at the peak of all mountains. It will be higher than all hills. V'naharu elav kol hagoyim. And all the nations will stream like a human river towards it. Yavo kol basar, all flesh will come to bow liishtachavot lifanai, before me, amar Hashem, so said Hashem. This mizmor indicates that the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to us in the force of nature and in miraculous intervention. But throughout the ages, in the pages of Torah, for those who would read it, in the words of Harav Soloveitchik, when I pray, I speak to God. When I learn Torah, He speaks to me. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.